Thank you. What a day I had today. Today I spent the day converting my son's bedroom into my office. That should get him to move out. I've tried everything. Well, it's so nice to be in front of people. You know? Yes. Oh. I've been a little depressed. You know, we didn't see my wife's family for Easter. We didn't see them for Christmas. And I've been a little depressed because I know at some point we're going to have to see them again. This can't go on forever. So I'm from Boston originally, but I live in Los Angeles now. And things shut down there around March of 2020. So I haven't been to the gym since 1989. I'm gonna get back out there. LA's a strange place. When the pandemic started, I drove by the park in my neighborhood and I spotted a guy sunbathing naked. I yelled, "Hey, buddy, put a mask on." I saw a doctor on TV one day saying that we may have to wear masks for the rest of our lives. And I thought, I wish he had told me that before I got my kids' braces. I think people are sick of the masks. I saw someone today getting harassed for wearing a mask. I was at the bank. The poor guy's just trying to rob the place. My daughter graduated from college during the pandemic, and her graduation took place online. And she was so bummed out about it. Here's the thing. She went to an online university. I don't know what she's expecting, to be honest. I got in some bad habits during the pandemic. I would stay up late at night and buy things I shouldn't on Amazon. One night, late at night, I bought my hamster a Peloton. That wheel is not enough of a challenge. I had a weird thing happen a couple weeks ago. I looked out on my front porch and I spotted a coyote. And it was kind of my fault because I'd ordered a package from Acme. You have to be a certain age to get that joke. Not as many Roadrunner fans as I had hoped. Well, now, one Saturday during the pandemic, it was the little girl next door's birthday, and she couldn't have a birthday party, so all of her friends drove by her house and beeped and waved and wished her a happy birthday. And it brought a tear to my eye because that's how my parents used to celebrate my birthday. So glad the tradition continues. I got my will taken care of during the pandemic. My attorney said to me, when you die, do you want to be buried or cremated? So I said, surprise me. No spoilers. I was doing some research on the internet the other night. I discovered that there had once been a murder in the house that we're currently living in. It happened 2 years after we moved in. Raised a lot of questions, actually. I was a little kid when my grandfather died. I remember I asked my mother, I said, when I die, will I see Grampy again? And she said, not if you're good. So I've been busy. I had a job interview last week. The guy asked me like 100 questions. At one point, he said to me, do you gossip? So I said, no. But you know who does. I haven't heard back from him yet. Little things bother me. Yesterday, the guy that was supposed to fix our doorbell didn't show up? Or did he? Some mysteries will never be solved. My aunt retired this week. She worked at the DMV for 40 years. 40 years at the DMV. And in that time, she waited on nearly a dozen customers. Isn't that something? I was talking to my neighbors. My neighbor said to me, "You don't know this about me, but I've had a lot of Botox." Only one of us was able to keep a straight face. My wife did that Ancestry.com. She discovered that one of her ancestors graduated in the first graduating class at Harvard in 1636. And get this, 2 weeks ago, he finished paying off his student loans. I got stopped by the cops last week. The cops said to me, "You are going 70 in a 50. I said, "70 is the new 50. I saw someone hitchhiking the other day. Hitchhiking. It's so dangerous. I came this close to pulling over and murdering him myself just to teach him a lesson. So I had one of those impossible burgers, you know what I'm talking about, those vegan hamburgers? They're delicious. I had mine with bacon. That's the way to do it. Do you have a friend you've known a long time tell you something that just blows your mind? Today, my best friend, who I've known my whole life, revealed to me that he's imaginary. I didn't see that coming. I was talking to my other friends. He said to me, "If you had a time machine, would you go back in time and kill baby Hitler?" Here's the thing. I'm a dad. I don't think I could kill a baby. But I could strangle teenage Hitler. Imagine what a nightmare he must have been. My teenage daughter thinks she knows everything. We're starting to regret naming her Alexa. My wife told me today that my daughter's been shoplifting. So now I have to deal with that. I'm going to wait until after my birthday. Teenagers are the worst. The other day, my little girl talked back to my wife. My wife told her to do something. She said, "No, I don't want to." I had to pull her aside and say, "Listen, you got to teach me how to do that." You might be a genius. So I'm from Boston. The other day, someone said to me, "Where are you from?" And I said, "Boston." And he said, "The city?" I said, "No, the 70s rock band?" It's more than a feeling. But I so miss the way things were before the pandemic, right? When things were normal. I was back in Boston a couple years ago. I visited my childhood home. And I knocked on the door and I said, "Excuse me, I used to live here. Can I look around?" And reluctantly, my parents let me in. What's their problem? I was back in New England about 5 years ago. I went to one of those corn mazes. One of those giant corn mazes. I couldn't find my way out. I'm wandering around for like 2 hours. Finally, I took off all my clothes. Because if you're naked, security will come. Security came. They got lost. They took off all their clothes. We were there for days. So I live in LA now. I like LA. It's a strange place. On Halloween, I frightened all my neighbors. I dressed up as gluten. My neighbor told me that meditating for 40 minutes every morning has changed his life. He's late for work, he lost his job, his wife left him. Huge changes. Last week, my wife put together an earthquake plan. In the event of an earthquake, she and the kids are supposed to stand under the doorway, and I'm supposed to stand under the chandelier. She went out and bought a chandelier. So my wife and I, we recently celebrated our 29th wedding anniversary. Oh, thanks. Thanks very much. Thank you. And I'm happily married. I know that I'm lucky because 50% of married people say they're unhappily married. Now, this is according to a poll I took earlier today at my house. What's her problem? My wife does this thing. Every time we watch a movie together, she falls asleep in the first 5 minutes. Every time. She doesn't even know I'm here tonight. She thinks the two of us are watching The Shawshank Redemption. My wife's an amazing woman. She knows a lot about wine. Like, she knows which wine goes with which breakfast cereal. Very impressive. I call my wife Pumpkin because she always gets smashed around the holidays. My wife's about a foot shorter than I am, so she has no idea that I'm bald. Wait till she finds out. My wife has this guy that she's worked with for years that she refers to as her work husband. They have 3 kids together. It's going very well. I met my wife on jury duty. Thanks to me, she was acquitted. Oh, you can't trust DNA evidence. My wife's always shocked when I actually know something. Like the other night, we're watching Jeopardy. And the question is, what's the tallest building in the world? And I said, oh, that's Burj Khalifa in Dubai. She's like, how do you know that? I said, well, when your parents are living with us, I Googled, what should I jump off of? And that's what came up. My wife is a psychology major in college, so she's constantly psychoanalyzing me. When I wanted to fire the pool boy, she said, you feel threatened by young virile males because you're getting older and you're coping with your own mortality. And my argument was, we don't have a pool. What is Enrique doing here? we start seeing a marriage counselor, and the woman's given us some very valuable tips. For instance, she said, when you first wake up in the morning, the first thing you should say to each other is, I love you. And not you again. Good to know. Good to know. I'm kidding, of course. My wife is the best thing that ever happened to me. And I say that because when I met my wife, I only had like 2 minutes of material. She's really come through for me. So we've got two kids. We're very fortunate. Years ago, my wife and I, we were told that we were unable to have children by our landlord. He was completely mistaken. You have to be ready for anything when you have kids. One time my son was 4 years old. We came back from the drugstore at the mall. He pulls a candy bar out of his pocket. Now, I didn't buy him a candy bar. I knew he didn't pay for it. So we jump back in the car. We drive back to the mall. And this time, we went to a jewelry store. You gotta strike while the iron's hot. That's what I say. But people are so full of it. Years ago, our local Y had these mommy and me exercise classes. So I called up and said, well, can it also be daddy and me? And the woman on the phone assured me, oh, absolutely no problem. But then, when I show up with my dad, so different being a parent these days. Every kid is on medication these days. Both my kids are on Rogaine. They insisted. My wife was the one that talked me into shaving my head. She said, I'll look much younger. And I do. I now look like I'm a week old. Wasn't really what I was going for. So my kids are getting older. I've got two teenagers. I've got two kids in college. And it was very hard for me when my kids went away to college. But they're both English majors, so we know they'll be back living with us in a couple of years. Silver lining. My son always calls me when he's drunk. And I'm flattered that he calls me, you know, because he's just got the one phone call. This year, my daughter's taking a couple classes in philosophy where they ask the big questions, like what is truth and what is the meaning of life? I like to ask the little questions, like, why am I paying for this? So my son graduates next year, and for his graduation present, we're thinking of getting him a car because we're pretty sure he's going to become an Uber driver. We want to prepare them for their future. So. Of course, now that I'm a dad, I'll call my dad, ask for advice. He always says the same thing. How'd you get this number? So not helpful. We call our dad G.I. Joe. My siblings and I, we call him G.I. Joe because his name is Joe and he has gastrointestinal. Very strange man, my father. My father's allergic to cotton. He's allergic to cotton. He has pills he can take, but he can't get them out of the bottle. I do so many stupid things. I made the mistake a few months ago of calling in sick from the airport. Did you ever do this? Where I was about to say why I couldn't come in, you could hear, flight 709 is now boarding. Flight 709 to Vegas is now boarding. So I said, I can't come in. Hearing voices. Oh, I have a lot of problems. I have that problem where sometimes in the middle of the night, I'll stop breathing. And it's not sleep apnea. It's the other one where your wife's holding a pillow over your face. I got something in the mail today that said, this is not a bill. Opened up, said, that was the envelope. This is the bill. I bought a box of animal crackers. It said, do not eat if seal is broken. I open it up. Sure enough. The giraffe was fine. All right, now who didn't get that? What I don't get, these people, instead of buying like a 4-pack or an 8-pack of toilet paper, they buy the single individual roll. Are you trying to quit? It's so stupid. So my grandfather came to this country from Ireland in search of a better life, and then my grandmother tracked him down and put a stop to that. Kind of nip that in the bud. We always called my grandfather Poppy because of his opium. But it doesn't. I've done some research. It turns out I'm super Irish. Even my blood type is O apostrophe. But it's amazing what our ancestors went through to come to this country. One of my grandfathers came here in the hull of a ship, shoveling coal 14 hours a day, all while suffering from typhoid fever. My other grandfather had it even worse. He came to this country on Spirit Airlines. Can you imagine? Some characters in my wife's family, she has an uncle that can tell you exactly when and how you're gonna die. He's a hitman. Seems like cheating, if you ask me. When I was growing up, the guy across the street from us was actually in the mafia. And he was a very nice guy. He used to pay me $10 every morning just to start his car. What a guy. I grew up in a very religious family, but my best friend now is atheist. He said to me, how can you believe God exists when you've never seen him? I said, well, I believe Home Depot employees exist. I'm pretty sure they're out there. When I was growing up, we had this little yellow cat called Butter. And years later, eventually after he passed away, we got a new little yellow cat called, I can't believe it's not Butter. You guys have been so much fun. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.